Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
Brought to you by Real Ketones Keto Energy Shots. Sustained energy without the sugar, jitters, or crash. Here's Tony D and Ron Culver.
Keith Irizarry once again with you. Reminder, one of the big changes we're all dealing with is wearing a mask and not all offer the same comfort and protection. I recommend the Boomer Naturals three-layer comfortable and highly breathable mask. These come in sizes for adults, teens, children. They're in stock now, shipped to you fast. One reason why these are highly protective is the nano silver technology woven into the fabric. Nano silver can block those tiny drops and particles from getting to the nose and mouth, and that's what we want right now. Is the best protection. Boomer also offers the neck gaiters as well. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com. Use the promo code Tony. You save 20%. Code is Tony. BoomerNaturals.com. Free shipping and handling when you spend $50. Another great thing, they're donating one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities. Gotta love that. I also love this next segment. You heard the intro there. The good, the bad, the dumb. We bring in Ron Culver.
Okay, we got to start off with the good. I know we've been spending all morning talking about Lucas Giolito.
Yes.
Which is, you know, deservingly so. He grabbed a no-hitter last night. Very hard to do, very rare. But I want to focus our attention on another pitcher. And this pitcher is my good of the day, and that's Daniel Bard.
Okay.
I don't know if you remember him back in 2012, I believe. He was pitching with the Red Sox.
And 2010,
he was pitching with the Red Sox. One of the best relievers in the game at the time.
Yep.
Lights out, had an ERA under 2, was just dominant. Fast forward to 2012, troubles began to come about for Daniel Bard. He lost his control, he lost everything. Got sent down to AAA, which then led to him getting sent down to AA, which then led to him getting cut by the team, only to be picked up by another team. Texas Rangers gave a shot at him and just keeping him in single A. When he was 29 years old, this is in 2014, 29 years old, he had 4 outings, right? He faced off against 18 batters, walked 9, hitting 7 of those, nine that he walked. He only struck out 1. And allowed 13 earned runs. He never allowed a hit, though. But in the 18 batters he faced, he allowed 13 earned runs. So things were just spiraling out of control. He just kept plugging away, and just not doing any well. Finally, late 2017, he just said, okay, I'm retiring from baseball. 2018 and 2019, he was a pitching coach for the Diamondbacks. Okay?
This is such a story. This is awesome.
Last night, we'll go back a little bit. He decided to try his hand in pitching one more time at the age of 35 with the Colorado Rockies. Got in a few spring training games before COVID hit. And last night, he earns a save against the Diamondbacks.
Yeah, and I love this, Ron, too, because the Rockies had been struggling. They lost, 7-8 games in a row?
Yeah.
And now, I mean, we could take many different levels of this. There's the, you were really good and you decided to hang it up, but you didn't really want to quit yet and you decided to come back. We can go back to all the dominance with the Red Sox. And what he threw 101 or 102 miles an hour or something like that back in the day.
He has a pitch. It became a GIF at the time. I think it was in 2012 with the Red Sox. That it's a two-seam fastball that tails away like a cutter would, tailing inside. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's one of those. I mean, it's like, you know, scientists need to kind of debunk what happened. You need to put MythBusters on it. It's like, is this natural? It was almost as if there was a string on it and somebody pulled it at the last. It was as if angels in the outfield were guiding the ball.
Oh my goodness! How cool is that? But, right?
But it's fun to have these stories, and I think it really happens in baseball. Maybe you could have it in basketball. You could never have it in football, where a guy, you know, the rise and fall and the rise again, because there's no place for them to build themselves back up. And in baseball,
right? Like, I mean, obviously, You had, you know, Jim Morris, the movie ends up getting right. made about him. Actually, during the pandemic, I watched that with my kids. They ended up loving that movie.
It's a classic.
Football-wise, you're right. I mean, I guess, you know, someone like, in theory, like Marshawn Lynch, stepping away from football for one season and then coming back, I guess.
But he never, it was never a situation where he wasn't good enough. He stepped away at, you know, the peak of his career. You know, maybe he was slowing down a little bit, decided to step away for a year, but then was able to come back and train. What I was getting at is like, you know, with a lot of these baseball players, if they, you know, they get invited to the show and hopefully, you know, they're able to stay. A lot of them just get sent right back down and they're sent back to the minors and they hang out in the minors for another four or five years. In basketball, you can kind of see that where they, you know, you can make the big leagues. And then you maybe get sent down to the G League if you're not if you still need to work on your game. But at least there's a place where you can work, or you go over and play in Europe. In football, I mean, there is none. I mean, what do you go to Canada?
No, you don't.
I mean,
you
I know, guess I'm a lot give of people you, do.
I'm going to give you a comp for basketball that it doesn't perfectly work for Bard because Bard's not a future Hall of Famer.
No,
but Carmelo,
no.
How about Carmelo Anthony, who no one wanted him whatsoever? And the Blazers had a you know, couple of injuries, decided to give him like the weirdest all incentive laden contract for like no money whatsoever. And I think it's clear that Melo can still score in the NBA. And I think Melo's going to now be back in the NBA next year.
Okay, but is Carmelo in a Hall of Famer?
First ballot.
You think so?
First ballot. Because remember, it encompasses everything, not just what happens in the NBA. No, I know you know, but I'm reminding people at home. It doesn't just encompass the NBA. It's what you do in the Olympics, and he has gold medals there.
Nah,
it's
that's
what
true. I always forget him with the Olympics.
Yeah. I mean,
it's hard to say with college. He only had the one season, but, I mean, he led him to a national title.
And even Olympic-wise, on a team where Kobe was there and LeBron was there and Wade was there and Bosch was there and Chris Paul was there, Melo was the best scorer on that team. And on the gold medal run, he was the most dominant player on that team.
He's Mr. Olympic.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, no, I think he's first ballot. The one that's going to, and we're totally, you know, going off on a tangent there. You brought me there, so I'm going to roll with you. The one that's going to be the question mark for fans is Dwight Howard, right? Because Dwight Howard has become not much the last 5 years, but for an 8-year stretch, he was the best defensive center in the NBA, was, I think, 7-time All-Star, 8-time All-Star, multiple-time Defensive Player of the Year. Dwight Howard's a first ballot Hall of Famer, but people are not going to be happy with it.
Yeah,
you're not happy with it.
No, that one I don't know about that one. I don't know if it's first ballot.
Take a look at. I'm serious.
I get where you're going. I just don't know if it's first ballot. That's a tough one.
I mean, I guess, you know, he's also not the nicest to media sometimes, and he's had some like jerky moments, so that could hurt him a little bit. I guess.
Or weird ones.
Definitely weird ones. Yeah. All right, let's go to the bed.
The bad of the day, and it's mainly it's just because I don't understand how this is even possible, but you know the actress Bella Thorne?
Yes.
You know, Disney actress. She was in an Adam Sandler movie. She's done a lot of stuff and then has transitioned herself into other forays in entertainment. Well, the new website, OnlyFans.com, she joined that recently. Caused the site to crash. And is projected to earn $1 million in just 24 hours of being on that site.
All right, can you tell? All right, tell me a little bit more.
I don't know. That's why it's bad. I'm having a hard time. What I know from OnlyFans.com, as far as what I've seen in news reports, it's a site where it's like Instagram, but on steroids. And it's usually, you know, it's usually lonely males who are buying subscriptions to see females scantily clad.
So let's see. It is, you can share personal content and have never before seen photos and videos that are available only to paying subscribers.
Right.
Thorne responds to, according to this, on OnlyFans, if you are a fan of her, like if you're a follower of her on OnlyFans, which means you're paying to be a fan of her, she will respond to every DM that is sent.
Yeah. But I mean, where the bad comes in is it's a website and you're earning you earned $1 million in 24 hours. And I'm looking at the subscriptions. I mean, you know, they're like anywhere from like $5, I guess, up to 30, 40. I don't know. It just blows my mind that you can earn $1 million in just 24 hours.
Well, maybe this is, you wrote this as the bad. Maybe it's the good. It's the good for her.
No, it is the good for her. I'm not taking anything away from her. It's more the bad because I, you know, there's certain things about websites and internet that just escape me.
You know, yeah, but dude,
it's along the same lines as how, you know, if for whatever reason, if Kylie Jenner was hurting for cash, all she has to do is like post two pictures to Instagram and she's made more money than I will in a year.
Yeah. But I want you to know. Yeah, but I want you to know that for a limited time, you can get 20% off.
Well, that's important. That is important.
Oh, and if you purchase 3 to 6 months, there's even more percentages.
There's more, and there's Bella more incentive.
Bella, I'm reading this. She also, in quotes, a long one. Also, no, I'm not doing nudity.
Right.
Just so you know.
Which is what everyone, you know, when you sign up for OnlyFans, I think that's what everyone's hoping for. It's just, just give me, you know, a little topless. That's all I want.
Who are some of the people in here? So Cardi B is on here.
I think everyone's going to it now. OnlyFans.com is, a birth of quarantine.
I guess Sonia Morgan from The Real Housewives of New York.
Sure. I'll believe you.
Rapper Sway Lee.
Okay.
Singer The Dream. Yeah.
OnlyFans.com. Go get it.
I guess so.
Now we move on to the dumb of the day. And the dumb of the day is just, it's an American institution. You know, there are certain slogans that will never escape our mind, right? You know, like the taste of a new generation. We know that as Pepsi.
Yeah. Where's the beef? No, I'm just
where's
kidding.
The beef? You know, we know that as Wendy's. Have it your way. Isn't that McDonald's?
Yes, because do you want fries with that? Yeah.
Yeah, you have it your way. If I was to say to you, Kentucky Fried Chicken, what is their slogan?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know. Something crunchy.
No, finger looking good.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you're right. Finger looking good. That's
terrible. not for too much longer.
Okay.
Because Kentucky Fried Chicken is going to alter the famous logo because licking your fingers during a pandemic.
Oh,
is not COVID, is not responsible attitude to have. Now, there are certain changes that we do need to make to curb COVID and to, you know, flatten the curve, if you will. Maybe some changes that because we've been in quarantine, because we're taking care of ourselves, that should extend beyond the pandemic. Changing a slogan, I don't think is one of them. I don't think, you know, saying, you know, the whole reason why they want to change it is because maybe licking your fingers isn't a safe practice. I don't mean you wash your hands before you eat, so why not lick the grease up? I don't know. I think some things we just go too far sometimes.
Fork licking good.
No.
Fork and knife licking good.
No.
How about? All right. Some sort of jingle, right? And then sanitize your hands and then finger licking good.
The whole thing is just, it's beyond me. I do agree that there are certain things that we do need to change. This isn't one of them, and it makes me kind of sad that we have to go to extremes sometimes, or a company is doing this. Now, this could just be, hey, we're going to rebrand ourselves because we lost out in the chicken sandwich war. So we're trying to draw attention to ourselves. Companies do that all the time. But yeah. Come on, stick to finger licking good. That's been your model since Colonel Sanders actually hawked chicken.
Yeah, I wouldn't change it. I'm with you. I would not change it. It's dumb. Leave it alone. Leave it as finger licking good. And if you want to do something like snappy, I just lent that to everybody. On the commercial, you can do like a picture of someone pouring sanitizer into their hands, rubbing their hands like they're supposed to during the quarantine, and you're supposed to meeting all the protocol rules and regulations, and then just getting down and eating your chicken. At the end of it, you still say, finger licking good.
You need to stop because you're giving Fifth Avenue way too much content and you're not trademarking it.
You're right. Hey, can we? All right. So recording this. No. Just
we'll
send me
the
copy.
Back.
We're gonna trademark this. All right. We're gonna work on that during the break. Let's step aside. It's Sports Map Radio. I'm Keith Irizarry. He's Ron Culver.